Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. Ladies and gentlemen, millions upon millions of people are all stopping drinking. It's a bit of a snowball, and it seems just to be getting bigger and bigger. But why? Why are suddenly so many people questioning their beliefs around alcohol? Why are so many people saying, do you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore. What's going on here? Why are so many people doing it? It's like a mass awakening. And today in this video, we are going to break down 5 reasons why so many people are kicking the drink. And by the end of the video, you are going to have so much ammunition to also join them, to also get on this path and stick on this path for hopefully the rest of your life, that it would be a wise decision to watch this video from start to finish. 5.5 years ago, I made that decision. I questioned my beliefs around alcohol and I decided, you know what? I am putting this behind of me. I'm never looking back and it's been the best thing that I've ever done. And I would love to share that gift with you as well. So let's dive into it. Now, the very first reason is that the world is becoming so much more competitive. Listen, I wasn't alive 50 years ago. Maybe 50 years ago, you didn't need to read books. You didn't need to learn. You didn't need to do self-development. And you could have a great life. You could buy a house. You could learn a trade and you know, build a family with not that much money. But the world's a very different place today. I remember when I got started into entrepreneurship, I was inspired by a 16-year-old kid. A 16-year-old that was making more money than me. He was performing at a much higher level than me. And I was in my mid-20s. I've met 20-year-olds that make $1 million a month. I mean, at 20 years of age, like, how is that possible? And this is the thing, we're competing in the world at the moment against maniacs. The world is becoming so much more competitive. And I say that maniac phrase, I'll tell you this quick story. My friend has been rebuilding his website and he's written 100,000 words. And he said his goal was for his competitor to get to his website, to go on it, see this 100,000 word website with all of these guides on how to lift weights. And he said, I can envision them getting to the website and going white, just being like, this guy's a lunatic. I can't compete against this person. Anyway, that was a bit of a tangent, but the world's becoming more competitive, right? These days, to get ahead in life, you have to read. You have to be waking up on time. You have to work hard. You have to be focused. You can't be distracted. Everybody seems to want your attention. And to get anything done, you need to be able to just lock yourself away and stay focused. How is alcohol adding to that? And plus, if everybody else that's trying to achieve what you're trying to achieve or compete in the same marketplace as you or go for the same promotion, if they're performing at their peak and they're not drinking alcohol, how can you compete with that? Everybody's looking for that edge. And if you're reading self-development books, learning new skills, you're waking up early, you're staying focused, and you're drinking, you're at a massive disadvantage. And if that same individual that's going for that promotion or the same person that's competing for the same customers is out there not drinking and doing all the same things as you, they're going to destroy you. So this is why. This is a big reason why so many people are quitting. They're looking for that edge, and this will give you that edge. It's one of the most asymmetrical things that you can do, one of the smallest inputs that you can put in to get such a crazy output. So why wouldn't you stop drinking? That's the question. Anyway, the second reason why so many people are stopping drinking is because information is so much more readily available on the internet. See, my mum went to AA, and when she was trying to stop drinking, there wasn't anything available. There was no internet back then. There was maybe a few books, but nobody really spoke about it because how you'd get information is from people in your local area. And back then, she said AA was the only thing available for me. But we live in a very different age today. People are waking up. People are waking up to the truth about alcohol. Channels like mine exist, where we just publish so much information about what alcohol really is. Because let's boil it down to its core. What is alcohol? It's a poison. It's a drug, and it's nothing more than ethanol. It does nothing for you. But 50 years ago, we didn't get this message. Alcohol was a bit of fun, a bit of harmless fun. A bit like cigarettes used to be. But now we have high quality, unbiased information that we're able to access through literally a device in our pocket. It's beautiful. It's a great thing. The third reason why so many people are quitting alcohol is because there are so many more people that are sharing their experiences. And this gives people hope. If you think about it, we've got Reddit communities where people are all talking about their experience. We've got people that are making videos about their story of not drinking alcohol. And I'm talking about regular, everyday people. I'm not talking about famous people or anything like that. We have normal people that are putting out content and putting out ideas and talking about the benefits that happen in their own life as a result of not drinking alcohol. You know, 50 years ago, where would you get that information? I mean, you might see it on the news occasionally, but you probably never really see anybody that stops drinking. But before the internet and before people could share their experience online, where would you... It was probably very hard to find inspiration. But now we have so much inspiration at our fingertips. There are thousands of accounts of people that are stopping drinking. They've shared their experience. They've spoken about their benefits. And this leads people to be inspired. It gives people hope. It gives people hope that they can do it as well and they can have a better future as a result of not drinking. So again, back to my question. Why wouldn't you stop drinking? Because those benefits are all possible for you as well. Now, the fourth reason is that it seems to be losing its appeal amongst a younger audience. Maybe young people today, they're just desensitized by the marketing. And this is going to sound a little bit savage, but maybe these days young people are looking at parents or, you know, elderly people in their life. Wait. I need to be careful. I know people that watch this channel, 30s, 40s, 50s, but maybe younger people these days are looking at people 30s, 40s, 50s. I'm not calling you elderly, right? But they might be looking at people in that age that have been drinking for the past 20 years and thinking, I don't want to do that. Why would I want to drink? Look what happens. You just get fat. You get lazy. It's all you do. I don't want that life. But it seems to be losing its appeal amongst younger people. I'm not saying that kids don't still drink, right? But there seems to be a lot more open dialogue. And the fifth reason why so many people are stopping drinking is because there are celebrities and high-profile individuals that also share that experience. Something that helped me on my journey was... And listen, I'm not into like celebrity culture or anything like that. But when I could see somebody that had achieved amazing things in their life and then they would say that stopping drinking started everything for me, man, that inspired me. Because I didn't want to stop drinking just to stop drinking. I wanted to stop drinking because I wanted a better life for myself. I wanted a better future. I wanted to be in better shape, have some success, get in a relationship. So when I could see somebody like, you know, Bradley Cooper say that when I stopped drinking, my career just shot off like a rocket, I'm thinking, wow. For real? My friend Tony Jeffries, he was an Olympic boxer, world champion boxer. He stopped drinking alcohol and then started YouTube and his YouTube channel exploded. His personal brand exploded. He's been able to travel the world, take his family across the world. And in fact, I'll link to a video that he recently made in the description below where he talks about his experience of not drinking alcohol. Because that's somebody who attributes stopping drinking to be that domino, right? That knocked over all the other dominoes in his life. And when inspirational and influential people are sharing this message and they're being transparent, it inspires us. And that's my goal with this channel. I want to help, I want to serve, I want to show you the amazing things that will happen in your life when you stop drinking alcohol. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.